As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is hour number two. Thank you so much for being right there, joining us, spending part of your weekend with us here, Garden America. I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Or, of course, as many of you have noticed, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can ask your questions, post comments, or even talk to each other on Facebook Live, as we're seeing right now. Let's go to the phones, though, right off the bat. I want to speak with Denise, who's been waiting patiently. Denise, good afternoon, I guess, in your case, and for the rest of us, good morning. What's going on?
Well, actually, I was going to respond to Michael, who asked about the Japanese maple. I actually had this bad habit of collecting Japanese maples.
Hey, Denise.
It's not a cheap hobby.
Denise, before you go any further, we need to let our listeners know that this is Mrs. Know-It-All from from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
People all of a sudden perked up.
And she's been a good friend of Garden America.
So listen to what she says, people.
For many years now. And I don't feel sorry for you for having an expensive hobby, because all of us have been bitten by that bug with some plant or another. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about the maple, because let me tell you a little bit about the area that he lives in, Denise. He lives in Chico, California, and Chico has cool winters compared to Pittsburgh anyway. But in the summer, the temperature frequently gets over 100 degrees up to, you know, 105, 106. Sometimes it can be over 100 for a couple weeks in a row.
So what zone is that in Chico?
Let's see. We use
sunset
zones, but let's see. USDA zone would probably be zone 8.
Yeah.
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 Probably 8B, maybe even closer to 9 with the heat. So Japanese maples, they're happy growing zones are from zone 4 to zone 8. And in hotter climates like yours and in Chico's, they do like some protection from the afternoon sun. Now, here in Pittsburgh, they're quite happy in full sun, so, you know, we can grow them without worrying about shade. But he's talking about the bark separating on the sunny side, and he didn't say when that happened. So it's a possibility that there was a frost, and they are what we call frost cracks. But you should never paint any tree, no matter what. You don't fill them with tar, you don't fill them with cement. I've seen that.
No pruning paint ever on a cut,
right? And the tree will heal naturally. Now, yeah. If you know, for some reason it was maybe hit by lightning, or if when the oak fell or when it came down, you know, it damaged it, you still don't want to do anything. So using shade cloth would actually be a good idea to protect it from the hottest part of the afternoon sun. But the problem is, he said it's 12 foot tall. So, you know, that's like, you know, two adult men standing on each other's shoulders. So trying to cover that might be a little bit of an issue. If he can maybe just put up a screen rather than covering it, that might work pretty well for him. But at the same point, now, here in California, I'm in Pittsburgh, we've had the winter that's never ended. last year I had air conditioning on at this time. Now, you know, it's like we still have the heat on. And actually this weekend, there's a possibility that we're going to have frost for a couple of nights, and then we're going to be in the high 70s and low 80s later this week. So I would protect it from, because when emerging Japanese maples are coming out, they can be damaged and killed by the frost. And if it's a young tree, you can actually kill the tree itself.
Wow. You know, since we're on the subject of Japanese maples, in hot areas like Chico, you should probably stay away from the threadleaf maple. The wider leaves are going to take the heat better, right?
So you say this tree is happy up to about zone 8. He's basically right on the cusp then, isn't he?
Yeah, but then there's the heat involved too.
Yeah.
Usually the USDA hardiness zones are pretty much for cold, how much cold they'll tolerate. But when you start working the heat into it, that's the problem. And then it's also a dry heat, no humidity like Pittsburgh or Detroit where
right.
I'm from.
Yeah, but you want to keep it lightly mulched anyway, and you do want to keep it watered on a regular basis. And the recommendation, and I know this sounds really odd, and I know water is a big issue for us. On the other hand, for you, for us, it's like, you know, we wish it would stop raining. They recommend 15 to 20 gallons of water a week. Now, you don't have to apply that all at once. You know, but during the week, you know, you do it, you know, around the base of the tree, because it's actually a pretty large tree at 12 foot. And that's kind of the maximum height for a lot of Japanese maples. So mm-hmm. I would keep it watered. I would keep it lightly mulched. But at the same point, if the, you know, you were talking earlier about the alkaline soil, I would get a soil test kit from whatever your land-grant university is, not the ones you buy in warehouses, because who knows how long it's been sitting there. And they will actually tell you what you need or don't need for your soil before you just go adding things. I always recommend getting a soil test.
All good advice, Denise, and it's so good to talk to you again. Hope to get to see you sometime.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you this summer.
Hey, Denise, I've got some news for you about your weather. You say it's still pretty cold, right?
It's in the 50s today, which for us right now is balmy.
Well, from what I'm told, your weather's not going to warm up till one of two things happen. Either the Penguins win the Stanley Cup or they get eliminated from the playoffs.
They're
going to
win.
They're going to win. Go Penguins.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, this is a Steeler Pirate Penguin town, no matter what.
Absolutely.
And the Riverhounds, which is our soccer team.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, and it was great to talk to you, Denise.
Good talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And some good advice, Michael. Hopefully Michael's still listening and could absorb all that. A couple of two or three ways to go, Michael. Screen, shade cloth. But, again, you're talking 12 feet.
Yeah, the problem is it's just not a good tree for Chico, especially without
cover. Now, we don't know if the tree or the bark cracked after he took down the other tree.
No, but it does. To me, it sounds like sunburn. It's hard to say. By the way, I was going to mention, in your hockey days, did you ever visit Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. I know exactly. Isn't that where the Allegheny, the Monongahela?
Yeah.
And the Monongahela, right? The Allegheny.
Right. Three rivers.
And the Ohio?
Three rivers.
Oh, those are river names.
Well, those three rivers meet right there. And that's why Three River Stadium, where the Pittsburgh Steelers play.
I had never been to Pittsburgh, and my thought of Pittsburgh was always steel mills,
dirty.
Smoke,
no,
dirty.
No, very clean.
When I went there, it was one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen.
You know, I watched the...
It was really fun.
This goes back many years to my radio days, but I was back in Pittsburgh on a radio assignment and was sitting in a bar watching Buster
Douglas.
This
back in your radio days as opposed to what you're doing now.
Well, okay, my earlier radio days, remember watching Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Sitting in a bar with a bunch of Pittsburgh people, I mean, you talk about, I mean, right there in their element at a sports bar. And we were back there. Actually, we were back there to watch the Moscow Circus so we could get some sound bites, watch the show, come back here to San Diego and create promos and commercials because the circus would soon be here. So it was like a preview for us.
Yeah.
We spent 2 or 3 days there, had a great time. Love Pittsburgh. Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I was surprised that, you know, Detroit is flat. In Pittsburgh, I was surprised at how hilly it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took some tram up to the top of some hill that overlooked the city. Yeah, it's a beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Hey, Tigger, so, what's blooming around San Diego now? Because you're out there taking care of all these landscapes. Wisteria have started or no?
Wisteria is in the middle of it.
In the middle?
Yeah, I was just at a landscape yesterday that had a wisteria, and it was finishing up.
Oh, wow.
So I saw the wisteria, all of the salvias, lavenders, those are all in full bloom right now. Some of the citrus trees are starting to blossom, so you get that fragrance when you walk into someone's house or in someone's yard. And what else? What else did I see that was just
you know what's blooming on the side of my house is that whole wall that I have of cat's claw.
Oh, yeah?
It's solid yellow right now.
And that's the wall that you were thinking about taking out? Right, as far as like the cat's claw, but then you really like the way it looked. And
oh, I don't like that cat's claw at all. My wife
loves it. Is
that
worse than ivy?
Oh, way worse. Way worse. You know, Shannon mentioned something about taking a piece of it to our new house. Said, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, I would never have this plant.
We'll give that to the new homeowners as a gift here.
And then when we get back from the break, we've got a question, or not a question, comment from Patty about rattlesnakes.
Okay, very good. Rattlesnake season. It is 16 minutes after the hour. Facebook Live, questions, comments. Also, the old phone is good at 855-424-9825. Brian Main, Target Palafox, John Begnasco, break time here. With your friends on Garden America.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months. While Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, Facebook Live heating up with questions, comments.
Ton.
Rick and Boomer responded to Rick as well because they both live in Washington. And what about Rick?
Now, see, I thought Rick was in Oregon.
Rick was in Oregon or Washington?
Well, if it's Rick that normally checks in with us, he's in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Okay.
Here's what we do on Garden America Radio. We create solutions and we connect people. I have two questions that we're going to answer and we're going to connect these people. Number one, Patty, who lives here in
Northern San Diego.
Is talking about a problem with rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, it's rattlesnake season. Be careful when you're out there working in your yard. Don't be sticking your hands anywhere you can't see. Watch out walking through brush. She talked about how she just bought her husband a pair of rattle-proof chaps. Now, I don't know if that's because of rattlesnakes or, you know, I don't know what's going on in their household there. But Rick is talking about getting rid of moles. Well, I think if we take a rattlesnake, give it to Rick, you'll get rid of the moles.
I think that rattlesnake would freeze in Oregon.
Hey, it'll last one season.
Well, a couple of months. It's warm for a few months out of the year.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe a gopher snake would be better.
Yeah. So, you know.
I have moles in my yard in Fallbrook.
So so Rick's got to trap them, right?
Moles or gophers?
Well,
he's got both.
I have both.
Wow.
I know how to trap the gophers, but the moles are a problem because you can't use a trap. The gopher trap won't fit in a mole hole.
Yeah, mole hole.
So they make special traps for moles, and they're prongs that go down and skewer
stab
them.
Stab it.
But they also have poisons, mm-hmm. And the one thing I wanted to let Rick know is that moles are not vegetarians like gophers. You know, gophers are herbivores, mm-hmm. And they go through and they eat all the plant roots and material. But moles are insectivorous. They eat insects.
They're looking for grubs.
The mole bait that you have to use is a type of protein. So it has to be something with protein in it. And they have worms, you know, poison worms that are made out of a protein substance that you just put in the hole.
Oh.
And that's the best way to get rid of those.
The poison worms.
The poison worms. Yeah, or you can use the traps, but if you go online, I think even Amazon, you can order those from Amazon, the worms.
We've got quite the conversation going on Facebook about that, which is good. That's what Facebook Live is all about. So that's a couple of two or three solutions.
The
also
good news about
Facebook.
Moles is they don't eat your plants,
yeah.
But they really make the garden unsightly. And if you have small seedlings or annuals, they can damage the plants just because they're tunneling underneath them and the roots dry out.
Now, do they tunnel down as far as gophers or about the same?
No, they stay on the surface.
Okay.
Because what they do on their tunnels, and the reason there's so many tunnels, is they make the tunnels, and then they come back the next day and they check and see what kind of insects are sticking out or in the tunnels, and they eat them.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, to that point, too, understanding that I think moles are a little bit easier to rid of your garden for future, because if you can kind of, I mean, not get rid of the bugs, but lessen the population, they'll
there's
go,
nothing for them to eat.
Take their, take their food source away.
Gophers are much more difficult because you can rid yourself of them and you plant a few new plants, or you just let it go for a few months, or, you know,
give
it time, and they're right back.
Spontaneous generation.
Yeah. So definitely I think the moles are the lesser of the two evils in that way as well, too.
Well, I don't know. The problem with moles is, especially if you have good soil or you're an organic gardener,
that's when you're going to get those
problems. You're building up the worm population, because
Here comes the food.
Evidence of worms is the evidence of a healthy soil.
Right.
And that's, food heaven for moles.
You've opened up a buffet. Hey, the best place to eat in this town is John's backyard.
That's right.
Yeah, for both.
Gophers
for both of them.
And moles.
Rattlesnakes and gopher snakes.
Now, have you ever seen rattlesnakes in your backyard?
No, but last year we did have a gopher snake.
And that's
like
good.
Like 6 foot long.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's eating well.
Been around for a while.
Did you keep him around?
I tried to, but I haven't seen him this year yet. I don't know if they hibernate.
A good way to make sure to see him again is just name him. Give him a name. It'll personalize the whole relationship, and you'll see him.
We did name him, and I'm trying to think of what we named him.
Have you called his name?
No.
You haven't called out?
I can't remember his name.
There you go. What else going on Facebook, Tiger? Are we up to date?
So, yeah, I mean, Boomer and Rick were talking about, you know, the traps. They have scissor traps and, 40 years between traps. The poisons, as John mentioned, making sure you're using one that's directed towards the critter you're removing.
Right.
Because gopher bait, like he said, won't work necessarily on moles and vice versa. The other thing I would say with the poisons, and John sometimes corrects me if I'm wrong in this dance, is that, well, a lot of the safe, what they call safe baits and poisons out there are multi-fading, meaning that critter has to come back and eat it a number of times to be affected by the poison. Strychnine-based poisons and things are single feeding.
That's a one-timer.
One-timer. You eat the strychnine and you're dead. But the problem with that is that there could be some secondary poisoning with that, meaning,
right,
you know, you have a cat, you baited your gopher with strychnine, your cat comes along, finds a dead gopher, eats the gopher, and now is affected by the strychnine.
Secondary
as well.
Kill, yeah.
You know, so you have to be very cautious with those baits, when you use them, because you have to make sure that the gopher is dying underground so nothing comes along and eats it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or mole.
When we were in Michigan, moles were a big problem, and everybody planted castor beans to keep the moles away. And I'm not really sure, since moles don't eat castor beans, why that would keep them away. I mean, obviously, castor bean plants are poisonous. That's where ricin comes from.
Right.
And they're really deadly. But I don't recall that. I don't know if that really worked. I'm trying to think.
Hey, we've got a call, a very patient David. I think David's calling from Chico. Hey, David, we got a break coming up. I want to get your phone call on the air. David, how are you? How can we help you?
All righty. Thank you for the call. A few weeks back, Sharon was talking about an herb from, I think it's from Japan, that was anti-diabetes or helps people with their diabetes.
Yes.
And I looked all over trying to figure that out, and I didn't know if Mission Hills sold that herb which you grow in the garden.
No, they don't, because it is more of a cold weather plant, and it's also very difficult to find. The plant is called Ashitaba, and it's a type of angelica. And Sharon and I both drink the Ashitaba tea a cup every morning, and you can get the tea from iherb.com, so iherb.com.
Uh-huh.
And the tea comes right from Japan. It's not that expensive. I think it's like 11 or 12 bucks for a box of 30 tea bags. But that's probably the best way to get it.
And When we get back from break, I might have another source for you, so stay listening.
Okay, so stay listening, Dave. If you want to hang up, that's fine. If you want to hang on, that's cool, too. Almost 30 minutes after the hour, I'm Brian Main. It is break time back
sometimes
after this.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I comped Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are right back. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live, those streaming and listening to us in your various markets. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Also, I was going to say john@gardenamerica.com, but John doesn't have his computer. So go with Facebook Live, questions, comments. We had David online just before the break, I should say.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue with that conversation, or did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about he was trying to source some Ashitaba plants. And
right.
I was going to tell him that there's a herb nursery up in Fallbrook, I think is where they're at. I loaded their location onto our Facebook Live feed, called Pearson's Garden. And they used to sell a lot of herbs to local nurseries here in San Diego, but they've just consolidated down to their own storefront. I would give them a call and see. They okay. might have it because they've had some really unique and different things. But if you don't have any success there, I also did load up a link to a website called Strictly medicinalseeds.com,
and that's on our Facebook page right now.
Yeah, where they sell them. It was 20 seeds for $9.95. Now, John had mentioned the important thing about these seeds over other ones is that they're pre-treated, because the Ashitaba seed is kind of like the tulip, where it needs to be chilled
right.
in order to
first
grow
several months before it'll grow.
So you don't just want to go buy an Ashitaba seed, not know if it's been chilled.
Right.
Because otherwise you plant it and it'll just rot.
Nothing will happen.
It'll just rot and never grow.
And so, the seeds are very fast growing. I think they said they germinate in 15 days.
Yep.
So if you plant those, the plant is so fast growing that you'll have one in no time at all.
What's the correct spelling of that, Ashitaba?
Ashitaba.
Yep.
Oh,
now,
good.
Now, that's the Japanese name that... The scientific name is it's a type of angelica, and angelica is just like angel, I-C-A,
yeah.
Angelica. And but if you are calling Pearson's or someone and asking for angelica, you don't want the one that they normally sell. What you want, the Ashitaba species is Keisuke, which is K-E-I-S-K-E-I.
Okay. All righty, perfect.
All right,
David, thank you very much. Yeah, go ahead.
I had a comment about the farm to fork in San Diego.
Yeah.
We used to go to a farm down on where the 8 meets the 805 right there in Mission Valley next to the go-kart track from along this, like, 79, and we used to get produce from there.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember what he's talking. I know. I remember the go-kart track. We don't have go-kart tracks anymore.
No.
Doggone it.
Wow. Went out with the farm.
Yeah, this was an individual. Dave, it was really fun.
That's very cool. Hey, Dave, thank you for the phone call. Do appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay.
You got it. Yep. Yeah, there used to be go-kart tracks all over the place. And all over San Diego.
Where the 8 meets the 805?
Yeah, but I think he's talking about down underneath, maybe Camino del Rio South.
Oh, okay.
Underneath
yeah,
he there. Said Mission Valley.
Yeah, Mission
yeah,
Valley.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there were go-kart tracks everywhere, probably over a dozen in the county. And you go, you pay a couple of bucks, and you get to race around.
Loved them.
And there were places you could also jump on trampolines. But I'm going to assume...
They still have that.
I'm going to assume, though, that insurance started to play a part in all that.
Yeah.
And it became very expensive.
Some things that used to be common just disappear.
Yep. No longer there.
Drive-in movie theaters.
Yeah. The dodo bird.
And to segue into Dale's comment,
Rue. R-U-E.
Talk about disappearing.
Yeah.
Rue. Why would anybody want to grow that?
Why would you want to grow that, Dale?
So, John, he writes, anybody have anything to say about rue?
And what about people who don't know what rue is?
The well, roots and herbaceous plants, it's Ruta is the genus, R-U-T-A. Graveolens is the species. And I don't know of any uses for rue. It's traditionally, over the years, been used medicinally. So you would have to, it's an easy plant to grow and kind of ornamental. And I think I told you that there was even a line from a Shakespeare play that said, says there's rue for you and rue for me. But what's that was referring to, I have no idea, but you can look it up.
That should be one of our trivia questions to give away a prize next time.
We don't normally like to recommend plants be used medicinally that we don't know a lot about, because not good to go ahead and recommend stuff like
That's
that.
That's true. Well, Garden America said it would be good for me.
Well, there's some plants that are actually poisonous that are used medicinally. You just got to know how to do it. You know, digitalis or foxglove is used to produce heart-type medicines, but it can give you a heart attack and kill you if you eat the plant.
Rhubarb, right? If you don't prepare rhubarb, it's also...
No relation to rue, though.
No relation to rue, but...
No, rhubarb is... The leaves are poisonous.
Right.
The stems are not.
The stems are not.
So when you're making a pie, you got to be very careful.
Yeah, it's like cutting that puffer fish.
That the Japan is a puffer fish the Japanese prepare,
right?
I would never take a chance. These chefs have to be so careful and so good.
You don't remember eating it after if it's cooked wrong,
You don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, Sharon wrote an article on that. I don't know if the restaurant's still in business, but it was up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was a sushi restaurant, and it was called Blowfish Sushi to Die For.
Blowfish Sushi to Die For.
Love it.
Yeah, very good. Let's see. I was wondering. We've got Kathy on Facebook just says, I was wondering.
Oh, I think that she was wondering about Kathy Ray Pearson's. She said no relation to Pearson's Nursery.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So good. Yeah, you people just continue to chat amongst yourselves on Facebook Live. That's part of the fun, and also asking us questions, making comments as well.
So if you're up in the Eureka area, don't go to Pearson's Building Supply and expect to find
Ashitaba plants.
Yeah, I have two Ashitaba plants in my house, which I was going to give to you guys.
So we can make tea out of them?
Because Ashitaba is much stronger and more beneficial if you can eat the actual stems of the plant itself.
I just rip that sucker off and eat it.
Well, I had four plants, and I planted two of them in the ground. And then I was going to give you guys each one, but then I decided that found out I might be moving. And if I'm moving, I don't want to give you guys the plants. So I'm waiting to see what happens.
I don't understand that thinking.
Well, because those plants are in the ground, so if I move, I won't have anything.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense.
It's a little bit selfish, isn't it?
It's a little bit selfish. That's okay. 855-424.
I'm older than both you guys.
9825.
If anyone needs the Ashitaba, it's me.
BizTalk Radio. Don't forget the iHeartRadio app to download and listen to our Garden America podcast. The last one we did was Roses, Everything You Want to Know. That was done last week and posted this week. Next week, we'll record another podcast show on spring vegetables, John, right? We have to title this correctly so people know what it is.
Yeah.
Spring vegetables.
That's what we'll be talking about.
So that'll be next week. You won't hear it, but we'll record it and then post it. It'll be anywhere from 20 minutes to a half hour on that one particular subject only. So if you want to listen to a show that delves directly into something in a lot of detail, that's what our podcasts are all about.
You know, I was telling you guys during an earlier break that I went to visit Ping Lim yesterday. And I think Ping has become one of the best and the most prolific breeders of roses in the United States, if not the world. He was telling me that he's been asked to speak in China several times, which helps that he's Chinese and can speak Chinese.
Sure.
But they pay him thousands of dollars for a trip over there to speak. I guess they value their breeders a lot more than we do here in California. But some of the roses that he's going to have coming out are phenomenal. And a lot of people in the United States are familiar with the knockout rose, mm-hmm. which was planted by the millions as a landscape shrub. But the flower is kind of a single flower, doesn't really look like what most people think of as a rose. And Ping is breeding landscape roses that have traditional florist hybrid tea shapes to them. So you've got these plants that can be used. It's just a shrub, and yet you can enjoy the flowers.
He's a little mad scientist, isn't he, this Ping?
He really is. Some of the stuff he was showing me was unbelievable. And his main goal in breeding roses is to breed roses that have no disease. So everything he has that I was looking at, the foliage was shiny, clean, no black spot, no mildew.
Low-maintenance rose. Basically, just plant
absolutely.
It and get out of the way.
And those should be, I think they were introduced at the California PAC trials just a couple of weeks ago up in the Bay Area, and they will be available in the country next year. And they're going to call the category of roses is going to be called True Bloom. So next year, if you're looking for these roses that I'm talking about, look for anything that has a True Bloom logo on it.
One more segment to go on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you're listening to us. It is 45 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, thank you so much for joining us here on Garden America. Still time for those questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. And again, 855-424-9825. We are stepping aside for the last time, coming back after these messages.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
This is it, final segment for this weekend. It is 51 minutes after the hour. What's on your mind? Questions, comments, still plenty of time at 855-424-9825 or Facebook Live.
So much going on right now with
spring. So much happening. Spring has
were
sprung.
You gonna, was that just a general comment, or were you going to mention something specific?
Well, I mean, you had mentioned, you had asked me before what was blooming,
right.
And it really got me thinking about...
You're out and about.
Yeah, it really got me thinking about what I've been seeing, and there's just so much activity right now when it comes to, number one, we're talking about spring vegetables next week on right. our podcast and how everybody is planting right now. And, you know, they're getting growth, they're getting flowers, some are getting production. I saw when I was at the same yard that had the wisteria that we were talking about, the citrus. This woman had lemons, she had limes, there were oranges that were flowering. There was an apricot tree that was, you know, already setting apricots on it. And there's just so much activity in this. And It's fun to be able to watch all of this happening right now because this is why we get inspired to do what we do.
Absolutely.
I was going to mention, I guess I'll take a picture.
Because it'll last longer?
I was going to send it to you so you could post it. But I remember you being impressed with some, I think I had taken a picture last year of some amaryllis that I had coming up in my yard. Mm-hmm. And I counted the stems on this amaryllis, and there's 10 bloom stems, and on each stem is a minimum of 4 flowers.
Yeah.
Some have 6 flowers. It's like the biggest stand of amaryllis I've ever had.
Yeah, send it, and I'll post it on our page.
It's funny you mentioned the amaryllis because the yard that we were at yesterday was doing a cleanup. She's listing her house for sale, so we're kind of cleaning it up, getting it ready for the listing.
Hey, you want to come up to Fallbrook?
Clean that up.
And we were going through, obviously, you know, it's not our yard, so we were going through very delicately deadheading, cleaning, weeding, all of that kind of stuff. And she was out there with us. And all of a sudden, I see her just pull out this grouping of plants, and she broke off an amaryllis stem that was in full bud, just about ready to bloom. I'm like, no. Oh, no.
By accident? Or just
accident. But I'm like, oh, you know, like,
did she
you
realize-
wait all year for that.
Did she realize the significance of what she had done?
Yeah, she did. She's a gardener, and you know, but she was moving through quickly, and you know, we're taking our time to do
exactly,
it better.
Sure.
And we're getting paid to do it, so therefore, you know, we want to make sure we don't make a mistake. For her, it's like,
too bad. Sorry.
Whatever. move on.
I had a couple tomato varieties I wanted to mention if you haven't planted your tomatoes yet. For people in cold areas or coastal areas, there is a new tomato that we carried for the first time, I think, last year, and people were very successful with it. It's called Cloudy Day, and it does great in coastal conditions. A lot of
the name says it all.
Well, a lot of coastal conditions are too cool for tomatoes to develop and really get good flavors, but Cloudy Day does really well. So that's one that you should try. And then I also wanted to mention that we don't have a lot, probably less than 10 each, but we do have some of the triple grafted tomatoes left.
Wow.
And those are three different types of tomatoes grafted onto one plant. So, and there's two choices. You can either get one that has red, orange, and black brandywine all on the same plant, or the other one has cherry drops, green tiger, and bumblebee sunrise. So all three of those.
All on one.
Hmm.
Tell them about Saucy Lady. Tell them about the picture you created with Saucy Lady for our newsletter.
Well, it's kind of a retro picture I found.
Yeah.
And
very clever, though.
I saw the picture, and and I have to admit that I actually photoshopped the bottom part of the picture, turned it into a couple tomatoes.
Yeah, you did.
But I thought it was cute.
I loaded the link on the Facebook feed for people to click on.
Oh, all right. Well, the thing about Saucy Lady is this is a tomato that disappeared in the, trying to think, maybe the 80s. But one woman up in Northern California, or it might have been Oregon, had continued to grow this variety for years and years, our good friend Alice Doyle was able to get some of the seeds. And the unique factor about this sauce tomato is that Alice says that you put it in a pan and it melts down immediately into sauce. You know, you don't have to sit there and cook it and chop it up and do stuff like that. So
it's immediate pasta.
Just about. So we've tested it in gardens and it's really, really prolific. So that might be one to try. We have two good sauce tomatoes. One is the one called Saucy Lady, and the other is San Marzano Ridorta, which comes from the Ridorta mountain region in Italy. And the difference between that and regular San Marzano tomatoes is that San Marzano is a paste tomato, and you don't eat them fresh. You don't put them in salads. But Ridorta can be used either way. It's a great cooking paste tomato, but also can be used fresh. So both available right now, GardenAmerica.com.
Yeah, the website is back up and running, GardenAmerica.com. So there you go as far as that goes. And you say shipping is coming to an end, John?
We only have actually one more week for Garden America. We're shipping Monday, and then after Monday, our last ship date is May 14th. So you won't be able to get anything after that. Last year we went a week later, but
The plants were too big.
I'm going to Michigan this year. Well, the plants do get too big as the weather heats up in California.
Yeah, you can't ship them.
Right.
Yeah, that was I remember we were in there trying to fit these beautifully giant tomato plants in our little clamshell packaging. Yeah. And
hopefully that'll be easier this Monday.
And a quick answer to Laura. How much room is needed for the 3-in-1 tomato plant?
The same amount of room you would use for a regular tomato.
Right, it's just three different varieties.
Yeah, you get the same size plant, except you've got three different varieties on it.
So about a 3-foot square kind of a thing, and then it goes up to about 4 feet, 5 feet tall.
Right, and the nice thing about this is a lot of grafted tomato plants get really huge because the rootstock's so vigorous. Mm-hmm. But by grafting three varieties onto it, it does keep the plant a little smaller than it would normally get.
So there you go. That's going to do it for this show. Thank you for watching us right here on Facebook Live. And the rest of you, BizTalk Radio Network, Garden America. For the entire crew, I want to thank Zach, Jeremiah, Brannon, John Begnaska, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a safe week. Remember to download the iHeartRadio app so you can listen to future podcast shows. We have some posted right now. John will also put the link in next week's newsletter. Till then, get growing, America. Take care. See you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.